to get it into Thornhill.
Get the shot up.
To get it to Engjoff.
This is the play you've been drilling in all those times in practice.
Thornhill over to Engjoff. Damos Den just throws it off for the championship. Yeah! 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 His teammates mob the court. Yeah!
That nobody believed in, bro. That's a fact. We are the team that Coach Rose is ranked last. They didn't respect us. There's 27 teams in this country, and we were ranked last. Tell everybody on every play, go with your pet. Because today we come in hard. We shouldn't be thankful to be here. We shouldn't be thankful that we're here. We shouldn't be on bended knee.
Hey, yo, they're sleeping on us. Quiet down, they're still sleeping on us. Hey, how we doing, baby?
Gators!
Finish on top of this. One play at a time.
Hey, finish up on three. One, two, three, finish up!
Coming to you live-ish. From the beautiful rolling hills of the Eastern Townships, you've tuned into 88.9 CJMQ, your home for sports talk in the Eastern Townships. I'm your host, Matt McCray, and welcome to the show. Today, we cover the Sherbrooke general manager for the Phoenix, Jocelyn Thibault, steps down after four successful years. On June the 12th, we have the virtual Gator Classic, setting their goal to raise over $20,000 for student athletes at the University of Bishops. We far exceed that goal with a super successful virtual Gator Classic. Speaking of successful golf tournaments, the Charles Schwab Classic results at Colonial. Daniel Berger, the Burger, ends up winning. We had the Major League Baseball Draft, the Toronto Blue Jays selecting shortstop Austin Martin, fifth overall. Torkelson goes first. The MLBPA rejects the latest MLB's proposal as the two are further apart than ever. The U.S. Open is ready. Ash Barty says she has some concerns. To the NFL, Baker says he will kneel. Ezekiel Elliott contracts COVID-19. We've got more UFC results, some NASCAR results. Greg Popovich unleashes on Donald Trump again. We got Sosa. We got McGuire. We got Griffey. I'm Matt McCray. This is the show. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
Show me all the things, what else can see. So watch out, they'll be combined as well.
cynical, but I know no matter what the waitress brings, I should drink it and always be full. Yeah, I will drink it and always be full.
Without further ado, we are going to jump into the first segment. I get the top 10 hottest topics of sports from the weekend. You get my opinion off the top of the head. Number 1, the Sherbrooke Phoenix general manager Jocelyn Thibault steps down. This is from the pages of our very good friend here at CJMQ, the Sherbrooke Record, and the Record staff. The Sherbrooke Phoenix introduced Stéphane Julien as the hockey team's new general manager on Wednesday afternoon. Jocelyn Thibault held the position just over 4 years before stepping down. With his new role, Julien takes on double duties as head coach and general manager. Meanwhile, Thibault said it was about time for him to take a step back. A former NHL goalie with the Montreal Canadiens and Quebec Nordiques, good Quebec boy, and a Phoenix shareholder, he is credited with laying the groundwork for the Sherbrooke hockey team. I love my team. I love my 4 years as GM. Today, I feel it is time for me to move on. I have complete confidence in all the staff that is in place. The team is stable and competent, Thibault said in a press release, while he takes a more behind-the-scenes role. Thibault will still be involved with the Phoenix. He will still maintain his position on the board of directors as team vice president of hockey operations. Now Julien will take on head coaching and general manager duties. Last month, Julien was named the QMJHL Coach of the Year after the Phoenix finished the regular season with a sparkling 51-8-3-1 record in the 2019-20 season. He was also nominated for the same award out of the entire Canadian Hockey League. The team also announced the contract renewal of all the coaching staff and personnel, including scouts. Julien says he's honored to be given the opportunity once again to lead the team. He plans to face the challenges head-on, coming on next and several seasons. Jocelyn Thibault installed some good bases where teamwork and communication were paramount. Like him, I'm a great believer in team building through draft play, internal development, and team building, said Julien.
To number 2. We go to the Bishop's University Gators 2020 Gator Classic. It was a virtual Gator Classic starting Friday morning, June 12th. Step 1, you made a donation at gators.ca/gc20. Step 2, you played golf on Friday, June 12th, no matter the course. From that course and your foursome, you take a picture and you tag them along on social media, either at hashtag GatorNations or at Gators. You follow along on social media. So the 2020 Gator Classic happened on June 12th. All donations went to support financial awards and bursaries for their student athletes. To check out more details, you can check out online gators.ca for more information and how to get involved. You could see rugby MVP Tyler Murphy, also Remy Desbiens from the football team, basketball superstar Aminakin Siciliano, and soccer superstar Erica Scott all came out on social media thanking everybody and those that were involved, all the donations. Their goal was $20,000 on the year. Last we checked on Monday afternoon, they had far exceeded that and were at $27,500, exceeding the goal by 7.5 G's. Congratulations to everybody involved at Bishop's Athletics, Matt McBride, Joey Zabo, Marty Rourke, and all the rest on a you know, different kind of twist on the Gator Classic. Usually that's their big, huge event in order to All the donations go to support financial awards and bursaries for their student athletes. So again, thinking outside the box, going virtually in order to get some great funds for the BU athletic program on June the 12th of 2020. Sticking with golf, we go to Texas as Daniel Berger was playing some of his best golf that no one noticed. 3 months away, because of COVID-19 pandemic, it didn't slow down his momentum, and he made it pay Sunday afternoon with a victory at Colonial. So Berger claims victory in PGA's return to cap big win for the tour and fans. It was a hit. We didn't see Tiger Woods, but we saw big names like Brooks Koepka and Rory McIlroy. And wasn't it nice just to see golf on TV on Thursday, on Friday, on Saturday, and Sunday? So the Charles Schwab Classic, live at Colonial, the champion, Mr. Daniel Berger. To number three, we go to the Major League Baseball draft. It took part on Wednesday night. It again was a virtual draft. You had the Detroit Tigers drafting Spencer Torkelson, the third baseman. Baltimore Orioles had a Heston Kegstraff outfielder. Miami Marlins, Max Meyer, relief pitcher. Number four, Kansas City Royals, Asa Lacy. And your Toronto Blue Jays adding yet another solid prospect to their infield with Austin Martin, the shortstop, hard-hitting, joining the likes of Guerrero Jr., Biggio, and Bichette. If you are a Boston Red Sox fan, you must be interested like I am in the 89th overall pick and the best name in the draft, Mr. Blaze Jordan. Yes, that's right. Red Sox drafted a man named Blaze Jordan. To number four, we stick to baseball, and unfortunately the MLPA rejected the latest MLB's proposal. ESPN Jeff's passing says the MLB and its players still have major hurdles to clear in negotiations to start the 2020 season. Baseball players are saying talk is futile, tell the MLB in order to return. So the two are further apart right now. A lot of people were trending on Sammy Sosa, Mark McGwire, but we will get to that a little later on in the show. We go to tennis with the U.S. Tennis Association intending to hold the U.S. Open in New York starting in August without spectators if it gets the government support, and a formal announcement could come later on this week. With Ash Barty, women's tennis superstar, joining the ranks of high-profile players concerned over the staging of the U.S. Open while there is so much uncertainty around the corner with the coronavirus pandemic. We go to UFC, an eye for an eye. Cynthia Carvello defeated number one ranked overall Jessica Eye in their main event for the flyweight match at UFC Fight Night in Las Vegas. We also had a Quebec-born fighter, Jourdain, losing a close decision on UFC Fight Guard. Andre Touchy-Feely won a split decision over Quebec's featherweight Charles Air Jourdain in a close fight on the undercard of UFC Fight Night card Sunday, eye for an eye. Other fights on the card, Calvillo defeated Jessica Eye, Verretti forced Robertson to tap in a first round victory, as well as Feely earning the decision over Canadian Jourdain. As we go to auto racing now, Hamlin wins Dixie Vodka 400 on a long day at Homestead. Denny Hamlin went into the lead for the final time with 30 laps left to hold off Chase Elliott and his record tying third NASCAR Cup Series victory at Homestead. In other racing news, Chase Briscoe wins at Miami NASCAR Infinity Race. Chase Briscoe lost much of his team and got a win for them. Briscoe survived two late cautions and a frantic overtime finish to prevail in the Xfinity Series race at Homestead Miami Speedway. Kyle Busch won on the NASCAR Truck Series race at Homestead Miami Speedway on Saturday night with his 58th career race win on the circuit and 8th victory in his last 10 truck start. We go to number 10 and back to the NBA now as Greg Popovich criticizes NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell for caving to Donald Trump in the past on his issues of player protests during the national anthem. Popovich has been turning a lot of heads with his very vocal criticism of many public figures, and he says, and I quote, "A smart man is running the NFL and he didn't understand the difference between the flag and what makes the country great, and all the people who fought to allow Colin Kaepernick to have the right to kneel for justice." Roger Goodell got intimidated when Trump jumped on the kneeling, and then he folded. End quote. Greg Popovich via the New York Times. So Pop being very vocal, there's lots of things. A lot of people aren't believing that these sports are going to get to come back. Will we see the Montreal Canadiens take on the Pittsburgh Penguins? Will we see the Toronto Raptors defend their NBA 2019 title? It's been 365 days now, over a year now since they've last won the title. Will it all happen? Will the hub cities happen? We don't know. Trying times, but we need to be patient. Speaking of being patient, you don't need to be patient much longer. Coming up, we've got the Titanium Take of the Townships. We've got Take Me Home and What's Going On. I'm your host, Matt McRae, skating left to right on your radio dial. You've tuned in to 88.9 CJMQ, your home for sports talk in the Eastern Townships.
I got spaghetti and a cheap bottle of wine. Don't need no concert in the city. I got a stereo and the best of Patsy Cline. Ain't got no caviar, no Dom Perignon. But as far as I can see, I got everything I want. Cause I got a roof over my head, the woman I love laying. Same to me as long as I'm with you. Maybe a simple life, but that's okay, yeah. If you ask me, baby, I think I've got it made. Cause I got a roof over my head, the woman I love laying in my bed, and it's alright, alright. I got shoes under my feet, forever in the eye staring back at.
I was in Sherbrooke now.
And welcome back to the show. That was friend of the show, Darius Rucker, with All Right. And before that, before First and Ten, we had Blues Traveler with Run Around. So here we are on the airwaves of 88.9 CJMQ. I'm your host, Matt McRae. It is a beautiful Tuesday evening here in the townships. The rolling hills are nice and green. It is warming up. The lakes are getting busier. We are getting into closer confines of 1.5 instead of 2 meters in the correct situation. Still wear your mask and keep your spit to yourselves. Without further ado, as we look at the time, look at the time. We are about 20 ways past the hour. We are making our way closer to 7 o'clock. We got about 40 minutes to go. You know what time it is. We need David Guetta. We need Sia. It is time for your titanium take of the townships. Hit my music.
I'm bulletproof, nothing to lose. Fire away. Ricochet, you take your aim.
titanium take of the townships, we go to the sports pages of the Montreal Gazette. We've got Hickey on hockey, odds are stacked against NHL playoff plan. The best case scenario would see the cup awarded in October. But what happens if a player or two or three test positive? Look to football, Ezekiel Elliott, star running back for the Dallas Cowboys, just contracted COVID-19 coming out of the news. What if this happens to a player we're in the middle of a series? What happens if a starting line, your top power play, your starting five, your all-star goalie come down with COVID-19? That's a 14-day quarantine away from the rest of the players. Do you shut down the league? That is the biggest fear of these leagues, is once they start up, that they're going to get shut down again. NBA players, staff to have COVID-19 tests every other day. Players are going to get tested every single day. There's a cost to all these tests going out. MLB players reject the owner's proposal. Say that they're done negotiating. They've been arguing about money, about health, about safety, about awareness. NBA All-Stars, everybody on the Lakers say they're gung-ho ready to go, but there's been 40 or 50 players on NBA playoff teams that have vocally came out in the news saying they would not want to play in a hub city of Orlando or any other destination. Even Donald Trump has came out into the news. Obviously, Greg Popovich having some very stern comments about Trump. Well, Trump says he won't watch the NFL or US soccer if the players kneel during the anthem. I mean, with all that's going on in the world, when the US president says he's not going to watch these sports if they resume, all because people are kneeling. Oh, the sports landscape of 2020 is in such disarray. I think everyone's priorities are way off. Sports are supposed to be there to reassure everybody and make them feel more safe and make them feel better. If you don't feel safe and plans aren't in place, then I wouldn't play. I would make it just for the players that want to play. My only fear is the exact same fear that a lot of those people have as well, is once the sports regain, what is to stop it from spreading amongst the players on that roster once they're in quarantine together? I mean, sports like tennis and golf are easy to see come back on TV because you're naturally spaced away from everyone. But if you get into close contact, such as the Brad Marchands of the world in NHL, or, I mean, you see NBA players sweating all over each other, football players lined up right in each other's faces, breathing in each other's faces, I don't think these sports have a place in a COVID-19 society. Until we get a vaccine or a cure, I don't think we're going to see these sports back with spectators or not, in fear of player safety. The second wave might be coming, folks, and we shouldn't get too excited about NHL playoff hockey or NBA playoff basketball yet until we can finally find out and secure the health and safety for all of us around us. So again, I know these new social distancing norms have come out about 1.5 meters and haircuts in Montreal, and we can have up to 50 people now, but let's all take precautions and not undo all the progress that we made together in the last few months. So again, this is just a gentle reminder from your friendly neighborhood sportscaster. Let's be super respectful, keep our space from one another, and keep our fingers crossed that maybe, just maybe, we might see the Montreal Canadiens back in action in the playoffs against the Pittsburgh Penguins. Hit my music. I'm bulletproof, nothing to lose, fire away. Ricochet, you take your aim, fire away.
Et nous vivions heureux dans la canopée. so tall.